Business owners, did you know your website could be causing you more harm than good? I'm Hector Garcia, owner of SiteJab.com, a leading web design firm right here in Houston. Maybe you've taken a shot of designing the website yourself or hired somebody overseas for $100. If that's you, it's time to get your website done right with SiteJab. Call 713-999-4661, 713-999-4661, and get a custom-built website made by SiteJab.com, 713-999-4661.
Our estimates are based on prior results, which will vary depending on your specific circumstances. We do not guarantee that your debt will be resolved for a specific amount, percentage, or within a specific period of time. Our service is not available in all states, including New Jersey, and our fees may vary from state to state.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be. For free, call now. 800-852-1664. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 800-852-1664. That's 800-852-1664. Or go to freedomdebtrelief.com.
Uberito embraces the idea of fresh max with a passion, with fresh being the key word. Uberito offers four different tortillas, a variety of protein and bean choices, and an assortment of fresh topping selections ranging from sliced avocado to sauteed spinach. And don't forget about their homemade salsas. Start your week off every Monday with their chicken or veggie bowls and burritos for just $5. Visit uberito.com to find your nearest Uberito location. There's one in Houston, one in Humble, and one in Katy. Uberito, fresh max.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. Stop looking all over for high quality windows and siding at an affordable price. Do like I did, call Allstate Windows and Siding. Allstate Windows and Siding replaced my old windows with exemplary customer service and high quality products. It enhanced the appearance of my house and increased the energy efficiency of my home. Take advantage of their specials right now. 25% off windows or buy 10, get 2 free. $2,000 off complete siding jobs. Home and virtual appointments available. Family run for 4 generations. 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Miami Dark Dapplebox. They've got something new now. It's called the Press Box.
You're back in the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Back for hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza we call the Press Box on ESPN as we get you ready for the NFL draft this evening. No trades yet as of now, as the Lions still are holding on to number 7. Atlanta still holding on to number 4. Rumors abound that the Patriots could trade up, but as it looks right now, the way things are shuffling and changing, the Patriots may not have to move up, and they may have a quarterback fall into their lap. It's just, will it be the one that they want? We shall find out, but with the draft, at least the first round of it tonight, people still trying to get all of their mock drafts in one more time. I think Lance always takes a big sigh of relief after this weekend when he gets through everything so that he can finally stop playing with the video game controller and watching all the tape of all the players.
I caught him on a good day. I just happened to be not as busy, so he was able to join me for a segment. And I did ask him this question, so I'll pose this question to you. It's a foregone conclusion, I'm assuming. Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to be in a 49ers uniform, or do you think he somehow remains, even if they do select a quarterback at the number 3 spot in the draft? What say you, Joel Blank?
You know what? Here's the thing, Nick. I think because, for a lot of reasons, no matter who they draft and if they get a quarterback, which is rumored what they want, I think Jimmy Garoppolo, unless they get their socks knocked off by a great offer. Now, because as of last night, the Patriots were talking contract with Jimmy G, according to some of the rumors, and if they could get that done, that they would work out a trade with the Niners.
The no-trade clause, though, really hurts negotiations. That really hurts it.
There is one for sure for him?
Yes, 100%. He has a no-trade clause, and so, look, he's basically, look, Jimmy Garoppolo, in short, took him to the Super Bowl and hasn't been healthy for basically 4 years. That's basically the story on Jimmy Garoppolo. He's an injury-prone guy, and he's been with them for 4 years, and he had one good year with the Niners.
Okay, but Nick, take that, your personal opinion. Take the injuries out of the equation. Are you a believer?
Yeah, I would take him over a lot of the quarterbacks. And I'm not a believer in the sense that he's the guy that you absolutely endorse, but I am a believer in the sense that if he's healthy, he is a significantly better quarterback. Yes, I am. I'm sold on that. A lot of people are not. I am.
Here's the other reason why I think they should hang on to him. The rest of the team's a Super Bowl caliber team. They just had, as a team, when you mention injuries, as a team, the Niners had a surplus of injuries over the last 2 years. This is a team that was in the NFC Championship game, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan's an offensive genius.
Yeah.
So I think
he really wants to pick his own quarterback.
That's fine. You can pick him, but you also have to groom him. Because it's very rare, and we've seen this on numerous occasions, that it's one thing to get the guy, get your guy, get the franchise's guy, but then expect that guy the first year, right out of the gates, to be able to do the right things, make the right reads, and get you all the wins you need so that you can be where everybody forecasts you to be without the quarterback. So if the Niners are truly a playoff caliber, possible Super Bowl caliber team, with the exception of who's running the show at quarterback, I would think it's in their best interest to stick with Jimmy G for one more year while you groom whoever it is you draft at number three.
I'm not mad at that approach at all. The only thing I would be concerned about is how he feels. Will he be a cancer in the locker room? I don't think Jimmy is that type of guy, but an unhappy backup quarterback is not a good situation for anybody. In most cases in the NFL, if you do have a backup quarterback, either he accepts his role as a backup quarterback or he's temporarily accepting his role as a backup quarterback. Maybe, just maybe, if you get more reps and you practice with us and you do everything you want, maybe we'll elevate you to being a starting quarterback. But in most cases, a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo, he's too young. He made a Super Bowl appearance really early in his career. I'm not sure he's a guy that just wants to sit back as a backup. And I think he's already done that, right? He's kind of had that role with the Patriots. And the whole Tom Brady and Belichick situation.
And there's two ways. To your point, because it sounds like you're a believer, that there's a reason why the Patriots want him back. They believe in the right system. He can execute it. The way I look at it is the Niners were so talented across the board, and when he took them to the Super Bowl, they had three quality running backs. They had a plethora of receivers. They had a great defense, and especially their front seven. And they were so talented that it wasn't really like Jimmy took them there.
Right.
He just didn't, as long as he didn't screw up. Right. But then in the Super Bowl, he missed throws that could have won them the game that instead allowed the Chiefs to get back in the game and win the game.
He could have Joe Flacco'd it, but he didn't. If he just performed that 1 year, maybe we're talking about a completely different Jimmy Garoppolo.
Trent Dilfer, Brad Johnson. Sure, there's been plenty of game managers that have won Super Bowls, but when the game was the biggest, they needed him to manage it. He didn't manage it well enough.
Well, here, okay, if I say, maybe I should phrase it this way. Yes, I'm a believer, but I am a believer in the sense that if you are a team, and realistically, you cannot get a top pick in terms of the quarterback position, and you cannot find a quarterback on the market right there that's better than what you have, then yes, I'm an absolute believer. So let me take the Texans, for example. Let's say Deshaun Watson never exists. Let's say they had Tyrod Taylor and they really never had Deshaun Watson. There's no Deshaun Watson. There's no sexual allegations. You have Tyrod Taylor at the helm right now. Now I'm talking, I'll take a gamble on Jimmy Garoppolo. His price point is not that great, but I will take a gamble on a guy considering where I'm at in the quarterback position. Now, if I'm freaking the Packers,
right,
or if I'm the Bucks, or if I'm all these teams that have solid quarterbacks, hell no.
But let me throw this to you and the listeners, and you guys let me know. What do you think? We talked about this yesterday when Teddy Bridgewater was traded, and I said Teddy Bridgewater, in my opinion, is better than Tyrod Taylor. If you had the choice, you don't have Aaron Rodgers on your roster, but you're the coach or general manager of a team, Nick. You're Bill Belichick.
You're the decision maker.
And you're the decision maker. Of the three guys, who do you want? Garoppolo, Taylor, or Bridgewater? Because I think
I would have to go. I would want Garoppolo, but maybe not probably Garoppolo. That's a tough one. Bridgewater has that sample size, and it does hype you up a little bit. Like he had the three or four games with the Saints.
He had five games for the Saints. He went 5-0. He, whether you call him a game manager or more or less, the one thing is what, like we just talked about, because Emmanuel Sanders was wide open in the Super Bowl, and if Garoppolo completes that pass and doesn't overthrow him by 20 yards, we're talking about the Super Bowl champion San Francisco 49ers. So for me to look at it, it's one thing to say, hey, all you got to do is manage the game. But that's a pretty big responsibility as the games get bigger. When Drew Brees went out on a Super Bowl-ready team, Teddy Bridgewater didn't drop the ball. He got you five victories. I don't care how he got them and how pretty or ugly they were. He got them.
Yeah. It's the whole short sample size thing is really scary, though.
Ever since Brock Osweiler, everybody's already bruised
so
by that.
So maybe if I really looked at all the details of both of their contracts and see who's really getting paid more or less, that would help me make my decision. I don't know if Bridgewater is making more than Jimmy Garoppolo, but if he is, then I'm definitely picking Jimmy in that case.
20 range, and I got to believe Jimmy's making more than that. Obviously, Taylor's the bargain at whatever he signed for with incentives and everything. If he pans out, I think it's a maximum of like six. But, I mean, money, if money's your issue. But I'm just saying, if you're the decision maker and you're trying to win football games, who do you want? Because to me, I'm taking Teddy Bridgewater. He can run. He's a winner when he's put into, like in a game manager situation, if you give him the right team around him, he wins football games. Now, I know what Garoppolo's record is, and it's pretty good since he's become a starter, but I don't think a lot of it has been because of Jimmy Garoppolo. I think it's because he's had so many resources around him. I look at what Teddy Bridgewater did last year. Carolina only won four football games, but guess what? They were in about 10 or 11 because Teddy Bridgewater put up some good numbers. I'm rolling the dice with Teddy more than I'm rolling the dice with the other two.
I don't think it's a crazy take. I think it's a fair discussion, and it's an interesting discussion. I mean, ever since Jimmy Garoppolo had that injury on the ACL where he was going out of bounds, I think it was right after he got that little play date with the porn star. I can't remember her name now, but
Mia
something.
Maybe
it's Mia's fault.
Kiara Mia or something.
Kiara,
like that.
Kiara, yeah, it might be Kiara. I think that's familiar.
Something Mia.
He hasn't been the same, and he missed that next season because of the ACL, and it hasn't been the same. But you know what? Teddy Bridgewater, at one point, they were talking about career, not season-ending injury. At one point, I forgot what it was, but they were talking like career-ending injury. There was a point in Teddy Bridgewater's
career. His leg was really bad when
they thought he wasn't going to come back.
Yep.
So there's a resilience factor that helps your argument as well. It's not just the fact that he has good sample sizes. It's the resilient factor. I would imagine Teddy Bridgewater is mentally strong. I'm not saying Jimmy Garoppolo isn't.
But, Kiara Mia.
You were right, Kiara Mia.
Yeah.
You do have good memory.
She's
thick, though.
She's chesty.
She's thick. Her daughter's hotter, but she's not a porn star. She's an Instagram girl.
Oh, because there's a massive difference. Well, I guess
there is a massive difference.
Yes, there is a difference. Well, it depends.
Instagram.
How social are you being with your media when you're an Instagram model? How far are you taking
Instagram
it?
Is way more strict, though, in terms of like nudity and all that other stuff than Twitter. Like Twitter, like anything goes. They'll just
now.
Now
I got to see Kiara Mia's daughter. Because Kiara Mia, I think back in her day, she had a fastball. I think now your fastball went from the low to mid-90s to probably Zach Greinke level or a little below.
A little below, probably.
Yeah, she slipped a little.
Yeah.
But now I need to find...
No, I showed you. I forgot what her Instagram was, but I'm pretty sure I talked about this with you already. I'm pretty sure... Yeah, her daughter is way hotter, and she's not a porn star. She has class. Unlike
Jasmine
her mother.
Jasmine... Chiquito.
Yeah. Jasmine has class.
Does she?
Her mother, not so much.
Class?
Class. She's a classy chick. She's a classy broad.
You take the CL off of that and I'll give it to you.
Well.
She's got class minus the CL for sure, for days.
If she's making the same, if not more money than her mother, she's probably smarter because she doesn't have to do all that other stuff on camera. All she has to do is pose and take pics.
The big thing
with girls on Instagram now is they want to do like these 10 or 12 second videos. I guess like the TikTok approach, and then sing along with a song. Yeah, they're wearing something provocative. It's just more about them being like super cute. They think they're just adorable while they're singing the song. And that's basically what Instagram is. You can be nobody. If you're like semi-cute, you dress up, put some makeup on, just try to look cute while you're singing a song, you're probably going to get up there in the followings. Like, you're probably going to get to 10, 15, 20, 30,000 followers on Instagram in no time. That's just the way it works.
All I know is Jasmine Chiquito has got a lot of junk in the trunk.
Yeah. Well, her mom does, too.
Well, now. Yeah.
No, I think her mom always had it.
Always had it?
Yeah, for sure. She you could just tell from the frame.
Jimmy G, aren't you working on a family affair? I mean, I'm just throwing it out there, but I mean, why not?
I never understood that. We talked about this. Why, out of all the women... even if she was a porn star.
You have the whole world.
Why her? Why that porn star? A finer porn star. Why that porn star?
You went to a Super Bowl. You're in the Bay Area, San Francisco. You can go right, and it's a short jump to get to Southern California as well. I'm pretty sure you could have run of the mill wherever, whenever.
Yeah, I never understood that decision. He probably doesn't understand.
But why not keep it under wraps too? Why let the media, whether it be through TMZ and otherwise, but why let everybody see you doing it too?
I have a theory on that.
I'll bring it.
Number one, I don't know how Kiara would have been cool about that. She took that situation as a attention getting situation.
That's for her, I get it. For him, I don't.
They went to dinner, so it became public very quickly, and then they came out of the restaurant and they're being escorted to their like Mercedes or car or limo or whatever. So yes, he would have to go up to her and say, you know what? I don't want this to be public. I don't want to go out to dinner. I just want to go to business. And she would have to been okay with it. He probably got the vibe that it was a big no. And if she's going to do it, a lady like her, she probably wants the attention. If you're going to go through that, don't you want to put it on the gram and say, guess what? I had my thing with the 49ers quarterback.
Now, Adam Schefter just reported this, Nick, and I can't even believe this, but according to Schefter, and I think you retweeted it.
Yep, I saw it.
Tim Tebow recently reached out to the Jags and requested a tryout at the tight end position per sources, a move many believe would have extended his NFL career had he made the transition earlier. Yeah. He recently worked out with the Jaguars tight end coach. No decision has been made.
Can't believe it.
Can you step away from the game, play baseball for several years, come back, play a new position? Now, I will say this. Taysom Hill has proven that you can be an ex-quarterback or a part-time quarterback and do a lot of other things. He could, if he needs to make money and the SEC network ain't paying like NFL could, he's got his old coach right where he needs him.
Look, as long as it's not at quarterback, that's fine. If you really want to take a chance, fine. I knew he would get the opportunity just because he's Tim Tebow. They're just going to do it. Yeah. And he's going to literally increase ticket sales at the tight end position. That's what Tim Tebow does. Remember, this is the guy that people were drafting on fantasy when he was no longer a part of the league. Yep. Like, he was out and there was no guarantee. It was pretty much set in stone that he was not going to come back in the league. And these people that are absolutely obsessed with Tim Tebow would draft him. I always talk about the most delusional fan bases. Tim Tebow fans are probably up there.
Well, there you have it. Some of the NFL news of the day with more to come as the draft did, and the first round of the draft starts tonight. The draft takes you all the way through the weekend as they are going live from Cleveland. But Texans don't get started till the weekend because they don't have a first or second round pick. We got more to come as the Astros continue to trail 1-0 in a day game at the Juice Box. And we are the Press Box. We'll give you all the information and more next right here on ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-685-5688. 800-685-5688. 800-685-5688.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Paid for by Labyrinth Labs.
Men, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your performance in the bedroom? If you're a 5, take it to a 10. If you're a 10, why not take it up to 15 with Maxiderm Power Surge? Maxiderm's new Power Surge red pill makes you bigger, firmer, more potent than you or your partner ever imagined. It's like going from a sedan to a supercharged high-performance sports car, and it works fast. Just minutes. It's proven, and now you can try it free. Just call 1-800-805-8509. If you thought being a 10 was great in the bedroom, just imagine what a 20 must be like. But why imagine? Experience off-the-scale virility with Maxiderm's new Red Power Surge Pill. You'll never want to go back to being just a 10. Call 1-800-805-8509 now to experience male enhancement supercharged. Call 1-800-805-8509 for your free trial and ask about our VIP club rewards. Hurry, this offer is limited. Call 1-800-805-8509.
This Saturday, it's a Western Conference showdown as Houston Dynamo FC travels west to take on LAFC. Match coverage begins Saturday at 2.
Right here on your official English radio home of Houston Dynamo FC.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Well, a little bit of breaking news. I feel like Mike Greenberg on 863 straight days, but this one seems to be somewhat legitimized by the fact that it's coming from none other than Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
But after talking as much as we've been talking about Aaron Rodgers, Schefter is reporting that Rodgers is so disgruntled with the Packers, he has told some within the organization he does not want to return to the team. League and team sources told ESPN,
"Come on over to Houston, homie.
On Thursday. Go ahead, because then I don't have to worry about him winning somewhere else. Because I've told you this time and time again as a Packer fan, nothing is more embarrassing than knowing that for the last 30-plus years, you had Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, you got to 3 Super Bowls. And Tom Brady, all by his lonesome with one franchise and now 2, not only got there, but won way more, double that and then some.
My God, if he forces them into a trade, that would be, I mean, not for you, but for me, it would be fantastic. And I'm not saying because he's going to come to Houston. I don't think he won't come to Houston.
He wants to go where he wants to win.
Of course.
He's from California. The Niners obviously make sense. Now, look, if he...
It's still a massive gamble if you're Green Bay. Massive gamble.
Yeah, you better hope you can mend some fences. And you know what? To a certain degree, I don't blame Aaron Rodgers. Because when you get treated the way he got treated, it's one thing, again, like I told you, if you're not playing at a high level, if you're not playing... Like two and a half years ago, and as they got out of the McCarthy era, as they got into the LaFleur era, he had slipped a little bit. So there was reason for concern about how long he was going to be able to do at the level he had been doing it. But since then, to win an MVP, to go to the 2 straight conference championship games, he's given you every bit of proof that you needed that he hasn't slipped, that he's still at playing at one of the highest levels that there is. And there's no reason to move on for him. So therefore, regardless of how many years left on his contract, your window is open for the next, starting right now, but even last year and the year before, for the next 3 to 5 years. So you've got a couple more to go. Why in the world would you? Now, I will say this, Nick. If that's true, if Schefter's report is true, you one, have to get a barometer of how far down the road are you? Are you Deshaun Watson gone, and no matter what you do and no matter what you say you're going to do, I ain't coming back? Or can it be reconciled?
It hasn't got there
yet, though. Because if it can't, with the draft tonight, you need to know that answer today. Because if the draft is tonight and that legitimately was an offer on the table by the Niners, I'm going to have to consider that.
Really?
You have to. If it's all on him. He has all the cards right now, no matter how much the Packers want to have him. But if you go to him and say, look, man, we know this could have been handled better, but you've been here a long time. We want you to finish your career, but we want you to keep playing for us. Can we make this work? Can we just find a way to bury the past and keep moving forward? And if he says no, well, then we're open for business, and we got about 10 or so hours, or maybe less than that, about 6 hours to work this out. So in the next four to six hours, if he says no, I got to figure out if there's an offer out there that if I'm totally 100% believer that he ain't coming back. Like he just doesn't want any more of this.
And the only people that are going to know that is the Packers. He has to go out
and
say
his agent.
You're right. It is similar in the Deshaun Watson situation in that he does hold all the cards and has the leverage. And you can make the argument that he has even more leverage than a guy like Deshaun Watson because he's been in the league longer and he's won a Super Bowl. So I would be, and look, if it gets to that situation, it's all dependent on how the Green Bay Packers are just as the media going forward now. Are they, because they're going to be asked about this. They're going to be asked, hey, did Aaron ever get to you? There was reports out there that members of the organization were told by Aaron Rodgers that he doesn't want to be with the team anymore. Is there any truth to that? Are you going to be able to sit down and have a talk with them? They're going to either A, address it, and it's going to be easier to address in the event that Rodgers is genuinely cool with staying with the Green Bay Packers, because then they can just say, you know what? He's our quarterback, and he's our quarterback to stay. But if it's a situation where Aaron Rodgers was iffy, or if he said behind closed doors that he doesn't want to be a Green Bay Packer and they're still trying to convince him to stay, that conversation is going to go in a different direction. They're going to be vague, they're going to be short, or they'll just continue to say that he's their quarterback, kind of like the Texans are, in the event they are 110% sure that he's done. But they're not going to give up on it, especially in the event he's the one that's really disgruntled and not them. And that's according to Adam Schefter's tweet. We don't know for sure that's the case. You can get 2-3 guys from any team to say anything, really. We talked about this a bunch of times and then put on a report. I'd like to think a guy like Adam Schefter is going to be a little bit more responsible about this whole situation. So that's the reason why it's becoming a story. If Schefter didn't tweet it, then I don't think we'd be talking about it that much.
You're right. But it makes everything more interesting. SportsCenter's out there retweeting it along, and Schefter's their guy. So you know that they're going to put it out there front and center, because if nothing else, it creates fodder. It brings more interest to the draft. And just like we said, because the Packers then would be on the clock to try and figure out, is there a deal to be made because we have to make one, or is there a way to reconcile this so that we can bury it?
But as a Packers fan, Joel, you're not okay with them, you know, what the criticism that we've been getting the Texans before the allegations came out. Stand firm. You're the one who you signed the contract. You're the one who wanted this. Stand firm. Don't trade him. Do you think the Packers should take that approach with Aaron Rodgers?
No, because here's the thing. It's not like a Deshaun contract where you got an extension in the waiting in the wings and he's going to be under contract for the next 4 or 5 years. It's after this season, it's really no connection to the team that is forcing their hand to have to keep him. And so I believe that from his perspective, he feels disrespected in the fact that he's earned a couple more years on the deal. The fact that they're not willing to give it to him, and they're almost, like you said, playing chicken and trying to stand too firm, has pissed him off.
You know what he probably did? Right when he found out that they didn't get the extension or more years, he probably was like short. He was like, okay, I got something in the back of my... I got a move for you. I got a chess play for you. I'm not going to tell you now, but I'm going to walk out this office, and I'm going to come back and game plan with my agent. That very well could have been his approach. You don't know.
No, because as we talked about, Deshaun set a very interesting precedent when he started going up against the entire organization and saying, I'm not going to play here anymore. And then what happened after Deshaun? Russell Wilson came front and center and decided, hey, you're not doing enough to put guys around me and I want to win. Not saying that I want to be traded, but I want some things to change. And what did we have? We had a tidal wave of people trying to see if they could trade. The Bears throwing the kitchen sink at the Seahawks and other teams thinking that they could get Russell Wilson. So he had enough on the ledger to say, I can do this too. You know what? I don't have to just sit there and take it no matter what my contract says. And if they're going to play this way and play hardball, well, I've got, instead of the last time it went down when he said, hey, I'm just here to play quarterback, I'm not here to be involved in personnel decisions, when they kind of stifled him the last time, this time he says, I don't have to be, you know, quiet. I can come forth and say, then I don't have to be here. Then if this is the way you want to treat me and this is the way you're looking at going about this, then get rid of me.
Well, let's afford the same criticism to Aaron, though. Let's make sure he's probably not going to go with the cryptic tweets. That's not his style.
It's not.
But he still needs to come out and say what he wants to do, regardless. Regardless, if he's not
at a certain point, he doesn't know anybody.
Oh, I mean, the clock is ticking. The report's already out. He has to address this.
He's got to have whether we are get word of it and the media get word of it or not, he has to have a conversation with the Packers. And from the Packers' standpoint, they need to be the one instigating the conversation, because they need to find out real quick, how serious are you on all this? Because now's the time.
Yeah.
The iron could not be hotter in terms of the possible resources that you would have to consider bringing back and trading him. Because after the draft comes and goes, you can't turn around and get a massive package, because you don't know where everybody's drafted.
You
got to
be
year.
In constant communication with Aaron Rodgers right now.
And I'm sure that.
And if it's a situation like James Harden or Deshaun, and they're not responding or anything, I don't know if Deshaun did, but I know James Harden did. But if it's a situation where they're not responding to texts, or if you get that vibe, you get the vibe when someone's done talking and dealing with you. People know.
More
you get
on
vibes.
The Schefter story will come out after the break. I've got some things that I've been able to uncover a little bit about what the depth of all of this is and where everybody stands. So we can get to that in the second half of the program. There's lots more to get to as well as the draft is tonight. The Astros are being no hit right now in the fifth inning as they still trail the Mariners 1-0 in the last game of that series before they head to Tampa for a weekend get together with the Rays. So lots of things to talk about. Rockets are playing the Bucks tonight and other things. So stick with us. Before we go to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you about him for quite a while, but here's the thing. Fitz Roofing is more than just a roofing company. They also do house repairs around your house, your attic. They also do fences in your yard. They have so many different ways they can help you. They can help you with your business. They can help you with your house. And they can do it all by starting with a free no-obligation inspection that costs you nothing, and it's as simple as a phone call. If you call them at 832-521-3001, you're going to find out that at no cost to you, they will come to you and tell you what they can do. And that's where it starts. If you want them to continue, just reach back out and talk to them. They'll set up an appointment to start the work, and before, during, and after the sale, you're going to find out they are the best at what they do. Best ratings in the business, A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, 5 stars on Facebook and Home Advisor. Best product used, CertainTeed Shingles. They're one of a select few that are CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States have the criteria to get that status. They have it. You need it. You go to Fitz. Simply put, their base warranties longer and better than your average roofer. Check them out today, 832-521-3001 or FITZroofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is your new home speaking. I know you haven't moved in yet, but I need some favors. Could you dust the blinds? The dust makes me feel dusty. Also, we could save a lot of money if you bundled your home and car insurance with Geico. It's super easy to do online or over the phone. Last favor, when you move in, could you stick to one aesthetic? The last owner had a weird mix of floral wallpaper and nautical tchotchkes, and I can't have another identity crisis.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Goodyear knows the importance of keeping momentum as you head down the stretch. Momentum starts with movement. It's pulled from the air like a contested rebound. Momentum builds with steals and fast breaks, and is proven by deep threes as the shot clock expires. Momentum is how we change the game. And now it's time to discover where it can take us. Goodyear, more driven.
All right, is that a Q2 or a Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA. To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Our estimates are based on prior results, which will vary depending on your specific circumstances. We do not guarantee that your debt will be resolved for a specific amount, percentage, or within a specific period of time. Our service is not available in all states, including New Jersey, and our fees may vary from state to state.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be. For free, call now. 800-852-1664. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 800-852-1664. That's 800-852-1664. Or go to freedomdebtrelief.com.
Spring has sprung and it's full tilt boogie time at GiveMeTheVIN.com. I'm overpaying for cars because I think they're going to go up even higher from where they are right now. We'll pay off your payoff. We'll pick your stuff up. We'll quote you quick and easy at GiveMeTheVIN.com. America's best car buyer. Go there right now, and if I don't beat a CarMax offer, I'll send you a check for $100.
Sell us your car.
GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Well, it's definitely legit about Rodgers because I'm getting all kinds of messages sent to me from Wisconsin, from people back home, and I'm trying to get what they know in terms of how steadfast he is in sticking to the fact that he doesn't want to return to the Packers.
This is for those just tuning in, though, tell them about the deal.
Yeah, so Adam Schefter is reporting that Aaron Rodgers has told people within the Packers organization that he does not want to return to the Packers. He's gotten his feathers ruffled on numerous occasions. Obviously, last year when the team drafted Jordan Love without informing him or communicating with him at all, he felt like it was a slap in the face, and that's where it started. Then the fact that he has had to prove it to everybody by winning the MVP, which he did this last season, and the fact that he had wanted years put on his contract, the Packers weren't willing to do so and were almost implying that he might have lost it, and so they weren't willing to do that. Now, evidently, they are willing to do that, but he may not be willing to listen anymore because, as Adam Schefter has reported, the Packers are now offering to extend Aaron Rodgers' contract, maybe too late. They have had several members of the organization fly out over the course of the last few months to meet with him in California, including team president Mark Murphy, who's kind of a D-bag, general manager Brian Gutekunst, and head coach Matt LaFleur. They've all flown out on separate trips and met with Rodgers at various points in the offseason. As I mentioned, Gutekunst said earlier this week, "We've stated since the season ended, we are committed to Aaron in 2021 and beyond. He's been a vital part of our success. We look forward to competing for another championship with him leading our team. He's our quarterback for the foreseeable future." The Niners called last night, which started all of these rumors, because they inquired about would the Packers be open to making a trade with them involving their number three pick tonight and several other picks and players. Packers said no. The Rams evidently were interested until they traded for Matthew Stafford. And so that they had dialogue, whether it was publicized or not. The big thing right now is trying to find out, how steady are you, Aaron, in sticking to this belief? And can this be rectified? And if the honest dialogue is there, tonight's the night that you got to move them. And I will give you this tidbit, Nick, that I found in the break. No reigning MVP has ever been traded following his MVP season.
Saw that.
Jim Brown retired after he won it, but no MVP has been traded. This is the look I don't need. Yeah. I don't need the Packers emulating the Texans right now.
Well, they look really bad now if they genuinely offered the extension that they initially didn't want to give. That is 100% a bad look. Why? Because that obviously tells the public, whether it's true or not, that they were trying to save money on a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. Really stupid idea. Or maybe they didn't think that Aaron Rodgers would flip on him, so they said, you know what, we'll play hardball a little bit. It's not like he's going anywhere. It's not like he's just going to outright quit. And then when they realize how important that extension was to him, they're like, oh, no, this is important to him. And I would be interested to see, in the event that they really did offer the extension that they initially didn't want to give to him, I would be really, really interested to see if Aaron Rodgers does play hardball and says, you know what, that's not enough anymore, and I want a little bit more of my contract.
Oh, I think that's definitely the way he'll treat it. Now,
especially if he doesn't want to be there.
Now you also got to factor in the Jeopardy stint, the fact that he got engaged to actress Shailene Woodley, who's centered, I would think, around Hollywood in Los Angeles. So there might be more of he's from California originally, so there might be a whole lot that's pulling him towards California teams or getting closer to the West Coast. I don't know, but this is messy. This is ugly. I don't like it because this isn't the kind of thing that the Packers franchise does. This is the kind of thing the Texans do.
Why do you think this is happening? And what's your deal with Murphy? What's wrong with him? Is he a D-bag?
He's a shady kind of character. He's all about making money. But he, along with Ted Thompson, were the guys that never fully bought into going for it. It was always with their eye on the future. They never dove into free agency. What really rubbed me the wrong way about Mark Murphy is when all this started going down with Rodgers and the beat writer for the Packers actually asked him questions about it, he wouldn't refer to Aaron by name and he wouldn't get into it. It basically got kind of snarky and said, nice try. The fact of the matter is, this guy's been your franchise. If not for Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, you got Bubkiss over the last 30 years. And believe me, growing up in Bubkiss, it's not been fun.
You're a special kind of weasel if you really did that. Did the beat writer really do that to Aaron Rodgers?
So the beat writer's the one that said...
That wouldn't put him in the name?
Aaron wanted another... No, the beat writer addressed Aaron by name.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
And then Mark Murphy's comment was, a nice try, Rob, but we don't talk about players and their contracts and what the players' contracts could possibly do or not do.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
It's like, Mark, he's not just any player. He's been the best player on your team for 15 years.
Yeah. All right.
Pissed me off. So we'll see how it plays out, but it's another wrinkle. Now you got Patrick Mahomes saying, wow, draft weekend just got a whole lot more interesting. Schefter retweeting that. Well, I really thought that this was much to do about nothing, like whenever Mike Greenberg was trying to push the
narrative. I know, you've been talking about it the whole time.
But now that it's Adam Schefter, it's a big deal.
It's a different situation. But it does go to show that there's probably been some friction a lot longer than we've known about, right? Because there's no way that this is coming out now and the friction hasn't been in place. You know, there's just no way. I just want Aaron Rodgers to outright say, you know what, I don't want to be in Green Bay no more. Because it does make the draft.
But this goes back to the Deshaun thing then, Nick. You're right. I want to know what he's feeling. Just tell me flat out, what are you actually legitimately feeling?
And I think he'll always tell that to the higher-ups at Green Bay in the Packers organization and tell them, you know what? I don't want to play.
Pure Man Greg says, need Dallas to pursue him now. Oh, no, there's one big factor. And it's a big factor, Greg. Because he got bigger. I saw him on TV. As long as Mike McCarthy's there, Aaron Rodgers ain't going to Dallas, bro. So you can write that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Mike McCarthy is the head coach.
Oh, that didn't end well. So he ain't going there. But if this is the way it truly ends, I'm not going to be too pleased.
Yeah, I didn't expect him to come to any of the Texas teams, let's be honest.
Like, he's not.
If he were to leave Green Bay, and that's still an if.
It is an if. But if it is an if, he's going to go to a contender. I would think he wants to be close to the West Coast.
I would imagine.
And if you're the Packers, you thought that Deshaun should bring a premium. But even with not that many years left, no matter if it's 3, 5, whatever he's got left, he still brings so much value because of the level of his play that the Packers better get a boatload back in return to even consider it.
They giving him 3 or 4? Taking a minimum of 4, I would imagine? First round pick?
Again, we go back to reward.
I mean, if Deshaun is...
In order to get him, you probably got to add that last year you don't want to add and take your chance. And hope that he has close to a Brady-like career and gets into his 40s still playing well.
That's the hope.
So there's rumors out there the Saints are trying to trade into the top 10 as well. They have their short-term quarterback. Could they be looking for their long-term quarterback as well? And does that mean that Taysom Hill is not the answer? That's out there on a first-round start of the draft Thursday, as well as lots of other things. So join us, won't you? Astros still trailing 1-0, top of the 6th inning with 2 outs. As they're trying to wrap up their homestand against the Seattle Mariners. Much more still ahead on the press box, so keep it right where you got it, right here on ESPN 97.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, everybody. Summer will be here before you know it, and you need that outdoor patio, that pool, that kitchen outside. We had ours built by Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite, and it couldn't have been better. We used it all the time. You need to improve your backyard. Jeff Aronoff is here for you. But not only that, any countertops that you need, any room that you need, big, big work done. It's Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822.
After years of working with an outdated website, we called SiteJab. Got a great-looking website that converts visitors into leads. Hi, my name's Servando with Air Team Heating and Cooling. Your website's one of the most important features of your business. That's why you should call our web team at SiteJab to get your website. Not only are they based here in Houston, but they have a great customer service process. If you're in the market for a new website, trust me, you want to give SiteJab a call today.
Call SiteJab today for a website you can count on. 713-999-4661 or sitejab.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
April means spring is here, and you can put a spring in your step that's going to have you swinging for the fences thanks to the good folks at Apollo Men's Health. Not only for men, Apollo Men's Health offers hormone therapy for women as well, starting with their cutting-edge pellet therapy to at-home self-injection plans. Remember, your health is your wealth. Invest in yourself. Call today, 832-664-9966, or go to ApolloMH.com to book your first appointment. Most major insurance accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. In April, mention my name and ESPN. Get a free B12 shot on your initial visit.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, so we'll see how the news of the day plays out as it relates to Aaron Rodgers, but it will make for an even more interesting first round of the draft and then subsequently the next rounds of the draft for the entire week because of the fact that now we've got another storyline. We've got the Saints trying to move up into the top 10. We've got the Lions and Falcons dangling out 7 and 4 respectively in the top 10 if the Saints or other teams are interested. Now with this Aaron Rodgers story coming out from Adam Schefter and the fact that he has basically told the Packers he doesn't want to come back. If that is indeed true, and they, I'm sure, are trying to judge and become the barometer of can we reconcile this or not? Tonight's the night that something has to happen if they can't, because unlike the months and months we've been dealing with the Deshaun Watson scenario, and then as the massages got involved and it delayed it even more, time is of the essence for both the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, and finding him a new team if the Rams already got Matthew Stafford, if the Niners have to do something at quarterback tonight, maybe it's one of those situations where, sure, at the time, you just told the Niners no, but now that this story has surfaced, now that this has become front and center news, you got a couple hours to make some really serious phone calls happen, yeah. And you need to really figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think I feel like there's a clock now. At this point, there's a clock. How long of a clock? That, I mean, I don't know, but I think there's a clock. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, it's amazing to me that it's gotten to that point. The other thing is, as a journalist, you're not allowed, or you should never reveal your sources. But if we knew what the sources were, because what was the report? According to members of the organization. Well, that could be a front office guy. That could be an equipment guy. That could be a teammate. That can be a coach, a trainer. That could be a thousand things. Now, I don't know Adam Schefter would get 3 random-ass sources and report it. I would imagine they're probably pretty good sources within the know. But that is something you have to consider when you see these reports. Who are the sources? What members of the organization? Because if it's a front office guy, that has a little bit more impact. But if it's a guy that's always in the gym working with players, training, and all that other stuff, maybe that guy is just talking. Maybe he had a random conversation and he ran into Aaron Rodgers on a bad day. We don't know. But Aaron Rodgers has to officially tell the right people that he doesn't want to be a part of the Green Bay Packers squad, not just random people in the
team. The right people are, though, Nick. The right people are people, because Aaron Rodgers is a very, very, very introverted person during the year. He only trusts teammates and even a small number of them. So now when you look back at it, everybody can guess, speculate. I know that there are plenty of reporters that know plenty of people that think that they have plenty of ways to get a story. But the one that I'm going to refer to right now is Charles Woodson. Charles Woodson won a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers will tell you that one of the greatest teammates he's ever had, one of the greatest leaders, one of his favorites as a member of the Packers was Charles Woodson. So if Charles Woodson does a podcast and says, they might not be able to work this out, this may not end in a pretty fashion, that's one where you got to put some legitimacy on it. But again, everybody gets their feelings hurt. And initially, you're as worked up as you can possibly be.
Right.
The question becomes, when you we keep referring to it, it's the easiest point of reference to go back to the Deshaun Watson situation. If you're Deshaun Watson, it's one thing to say, you didn't involve me in the GM search and or the coach's search. I got my feelings hurt. But you can always get rid of a coach. You can always get rid of a general manager, but you can always make that better. But when you say, I'm not coming back unless Cal goes away, and Cal and Mommy McNair own the team, and they ain't going anywhere, now you've basically put it right on the wall front and center. This can't be fixed. Although we've never heard it out of Deshaun's mouth.
Right.
From Aaron's perspective and from the team's perspective, you have to start putting a barometer on it of going, okay, I get it. He wanted a receiver. We could still get him one. We know the Falcons are trying to trade Julio Jones. We know the Browns have been open to OBJ, who he's very fond of. We know there are guys we could possibly go out and try and make a deal for. And the draft is tonight. We could still get another receiver in the first round. If that's going to do it for him, he feels better about that. Even if it means, hey, we could trade Jordan Love. I've heard teams were inquiring about Jordan Love. So you could at least try and rectify all those wrongs if you knew it would make him happy and it would appease him. But if he's Deshaun Watson gone, now I got to start, instead of teams calling me and kind of just throwing crap on the wall to see if it would stick and say, hey, would you take all this for Aaron Rodgers? Now I got to, if I'm Brian Gutekunst, I got to pick up the phone and I got to start going, hey, Miami, would you be interested in giving up your two first round picks this year, one or two next year, and a couple players if I gave you Aaron Rodgers?
But if they pick up the phone and call somebody right now, like if they, don't you think that GM's like, man, that report just came out not too long ago and they're already calling me. This is kind of serious. Don't you think they hold up on the inquiries a little bit later, maybe try and convince them a little bit first?
You don't have the time because you don't have the time because you need first round picks and you need a lot of them. After tonight, the whole first round next year is up in the air because you don't know based on records where those picks are going to fall. Tonight, you know where every team is drafting. So you need to know if he absolutely is so steadfast on getting out of Dodge that we got to move him, then I got to move quickly. I got to start calling people and saying, if you want to make your best offer right now, because I got between now and 7 o'clock tonight to make a really hard decision. So don't dilly-dally around thinking we're going to go negotiate.
Yeah.
Start throwing your best offers at me if you're a team interested.
Man, that's going to have such a domino effect. If any of the top teams in the draft end up getting an Aaron Rodgers, that impacts the way that order goes.
Forget the top teams in the draft. Any of the top teams in football that are in need of a quarterback.
Well, what if a team that gets a, I'm talking about the impact on the draft itself in terms of the order. Oh. If it's a team that doesn't have a high pick, it doesn't really impact the draft that much. But if it's one of the teams that have a high pick and we're planning on getting a quarterback, that could rearrange the numbers in so many different ways. You know what I mean?
Think about it on the flip side, though. If a New Orleans got a hold of Aaron Rodgers because they're Super Bowl primed without a quarterback.
Yeah.
If the Patriots got an Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure they could find a way to just say, hey, Cam, thanks, but no thanks, but we got to, this is one we can't pass on.
Well, let's not talk about possibilities. Let's talk about where he would work good with, which is probably a lot of teams, but the Saints would be a good fit.
Patriots.
The Patriots would probably be a good fit.
He wouldn't want to go to the Jets. The Packers would probably move him to the Jets just like they did Favre.
I think he'd be
dying. The Bears would be dying to get him, and there's one team that would make all of this, as bad as this is for me and Packer fans right now, it's 100 times worse if he goes to the Bears because they have a Super Bowl defense, because they have enough that could make this really, really extra painful. So therefore, just like Brett Favre, he wanted to go in the division because he wanted to prove that not only did he still have something left in the tank, but he wanted to stick it to the Packers twice a year by playing them in the same division. So they traded him to the Jets. If you're the Packers, you don't want him anywhere near your division, and you don't want him anywhere near the NFC. You want him to be in the AFC. You want him to be with the Jets. Because remember, just like all we got to do is revisit a lot of the Deshaun Watson scenarios. Miami, AFC, lots of first-round picks. The Jets, AFC, lots of first-round picks. That's what you're looking for if you're the Packers, because you don't want to see him.
Yeah, but if they go to Chicago, you probably wouldn't show up to work.
I'm sick to my stomach already if this is really true.
Jeez,
because
this is a franchise
that is not a major market. You can't afford to be screwing up screwing around with players of this magnitude.
That's so true. That's such a good point. The margin of error, because of how small that market is, it's not there. You're lucky to get a guy like Aaron Rodgers. Any team is lucky to get a guy like Aaron Rodgers. You do not want to mess this up considering your market, because then you have to go back to being that team that everybody wants to play for because you're legendary, or you have good players on the team. You know what I mean? You don't want to become that team that you're only a team that I want to play for if A, no one else is giving me another offer, so I'm taking the deal, or B, I'm just playing for you because you have good players and I think you guys have a chance. You don't want that. You want to be a team that's a dynasty that everybody wants to play for no matter what. That's a small market.
If you're Jacksonville and you're Urban Meyer, do you take the long-term future of Trevor Lawrence or do you take the immediate impact of Aaron Rodgers? Because, again, AFC team. If I'm the Packers and I'm smart, which obviously they're not. If I'm the Packers and I'm smart, the offers I'm listening to are AFC teams and teams with high picks and or multiple first-round picks. Again, all I need to point you guys to is the Deshaun Watson discussions before the massage envy. Because if I point you in that direction, you know the teams we're talking about. Jacksonville, if you're willing to part with the first pick, if it's Trevor Lawrence and other picks and other assets. The Jets, the Dolphins. Could have been the Broncos.
Urban would be so dumb if you picked Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry. And that's not a knock on Aaron Rodgers. You have not been in the NFL. You're making a transition from the college football realm. You have an opportunity to get Trevor Lawrence, who's pretty much a college player, and just get, you know, he's just leaving the college realm. It's going to be a hell of a lot easier to deal with a guy like Trevor than Aaron Rodgers. And you just signed. So you got some leeway and you got some time. I'm not sure if I would want to pick Aaron Rodgers. Now, the plus side, if he does pick Aaron Rodgers, he gets maybe a Super Bowl or a Super Bowl appearance pretty early on in his head coaching career. He ends up looking good. And maybe it earns him an extension and more time as a head coach. That would be the perfect situation for Urban Meyer. But if I'm Urban Meyer and I'm used to dealing with kids at the college level, and now you have Trevor Lawrence, which is in every indication is going to Jacksonville as the number one pick, I'm picking Trevor. I'm picking Trevor and I'm not even looking at Aaron. I'm just not.
If I'm the Packers, the only way I'm really seriously considering this or of the teams I am going to consider, like I said, it has to be an AFC team. It has to be either teams with multiple picks like the Jets and the Dolphins.
I don't think he'll go to the Bears.
I don't think even he wants to. Even in their wrong mind, Green Bay's not Cal McNair dumb. They're not trading him to the Bears.
Right. And I don't think he wants. Do you think he would really want to go to the Bears?
Hell
if
yeah,
he's that
he
angry at him,
hell
maybe.
Yeah, he would. Because guess what? He stays in a part of the country he's familiar with where he has an advantage being able to play in the snow. He inherits a Super Bowl defense and enough offensive weapons and an improved offensive line that he could really do something with them, and he gets the payback twice a year against the Packers.
Your team's going to suck, bro.
He gone!
Bye, Felicia.
You stop it right now. It's not there yet. We're not there yet.
It's close.
We're not gone. It's not over the top. It's not over the edge. I'm going to hold out hope because I might be looking for a new team after all this if this happens because this is pissing me off.
You're going to become a Texans fan?
No, I'm not that desperate. I'll find a good team. Two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show comes up next. 60 minutes on the clock when we return. It's Nick and Stroll. It's the Press Box. It's ESPN.